Joshua Wade is accused of murdering his neighbor, Anchorage nurse Mindy Schloss, and then using her ATM card for two $500 withdrawals in the 2 days after her disappearance on August 3, 2007. Her body was found the next month in the Wasilla area. Wade became the primary suspect after evidence taken under a search warrant of his residence linked him to the crimes. He was arrested in early September 2007 and has remained in jail without bail. Wade's defense team filed a motion charging the search warrant for his residence was inappropriately issued because it was based on faulty information. They say the judge issuing the warrant was misinformed as to the scientific credibility of human scent trailing dogs. As a result, they say all the evidence gathered from the search warrant should be inadmissible. The evidentiary hearing began this week on Monday at federal court in Anchorage with U.S. Judge Ralph Beislein. Because of the bank fraud charges, the case was transferred to federal jurisdiction, and thus the murder charge could bring the death penalty. As they've done throughout the trial, this morning Wade's attorneys attacked the viability of a two-week-old trail leading from an ATM machine to Wade's residence. They noted the bloodhound that had led investigators on the approximately mile-and-a-half trail had only once before done a trail that old. They also continued their contention that FBI protocol for a single scent trail had been compromised by all the police officers who left their scents outside Wade's house, Schloss's house, and her abandoned car. The car was found about a week after she disappeared, and the scent samples were taken by the FBI after the Anchorage police had processed the car. In response, today the U.S. attorneys offered the FBI human scent evidence team member whose bloodhound had followed the trail from the first ATM to the house. Another dog did the same a day later from the more distant ATM. The handler said he didn't know where the dog was leading him, he had no advance notice of Wade or his residence, and that the Anchorage moist and cool weather, plus grass and foliage, provided optimum trailing conditions. None of the FBI dog handlers had previously been in Anchorage, nor had the pre-tracking briefings included Wade's name, his address, or the location of his house. Besides the handler, today the government also called the Anchorage Police Department lead detective in the Schloss case. It was she who requested the search warrant just after midnight on August 18th, hours after the bloodhound had led police and the FBI to Wade's house. The detective said there were other reasons as well for issuing the search warrant and described why the police had become suspicious of the house before the dog run. One witness remains, a dog handler for the defense who suffered a heart attack Tuesday evening as he arrived at the Anchorage airport. Both sides have agreed to submit written interpretations of his previously recorded statements. After that, they will write their concluding statements. Judge Beislein told the attorneys he would announce his decision 1 to 2 weeks after he receives their concluding arguments next Friday. As for the actual trial, its current May date could be shaky. In the last discussion before Friday's adjournment, the judge asked Wade if he had any objection should his attorneys agree to a later trial date, likely in October. Wade was agreeable. The judge said so far neither side had formally requested a continuance, but Beislein says the topic keeps coming up in discussions over other matters. Wade's initial trial date was scheduled for November 5th, 2007. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.